than 25 years in comedy, Kathleen Madigan has done 4 CDs, 2 DVDs, 2 HBO specials, 2 USO tours to Iraq and Afghanistan, 3 Comedy Central specials, 5 Salute to the Troops specials on CMT with Ron White. She had a Netflix special a couple years ago called Madigan Again, and now she has a new stand-up special for Netflix called Bothering Jesus.
I think being Catholic is Christian, but it is pointed out to me many times in the South that they're not the same. Because in the South, they'll go, oh, are you Christian? I'll go, yeah, I'm Catholic. Oh, well, we're Christian. Oh, okay. I thought we said the same thing, but I guess not. There are differences. The Christians have a direct relationship with Jesus, and they speak of it like that. You know what? Me and my relationship with Jesus, well, I love Jesus. Jesus loves me. It's a direct, very solid relationship with Jesus. And I thought, wow, really? You guys go straight to Jesus. In a Catholic school, I was given a laundry list of people to contact before the nuns said, because otherwise I'm bothering Jesus. You are going to call these people, Kathleen, before you bother Jesus. You could start with your guardian angel. He's got nothing to do 24 hours a day except tend to your needs. If he's not available, you can speak to the saint in charge of the activity you're upset about. Every single saint has been assigned an assignment. You could speak to Jesus' mother if you'd like to. You can give Mary a shout, but you are not to bother.
That's Kathleen Madigan from her new Netflix special titled Bothering Jesus, and Kathleen joins us now. Hi, Kathleen. How are you?
Good afternoon. I'm fine. How are you? I'm so used to doing morning radio. I almost just said good morning.
That's okay.
Wait, hey, Kathleen, when you lose something, who are you supposed to ask to help
Saint
you find
Anthony.
It? That's right. Okay. Every time I lose something, my mom says, did you pray to St. Anthony?
Exactly. Every saint is in charge of. Then, though, St. Christopher was, I believe, in charge of traveling, and then they unsainted him, but I believe he's been reinstated.
Oh.
I don't know what he did.
Well, and which one?
Dead.
Which one is it where you have to bury the statue upside down in your yard to sell your house, right? Isn't that
Saint
a thing?
Joseph?
Oh, there you go.
Well, welcome to the Catholic quiz portion of our show. Do you get feedback from Catholics who have seen your special and they quiz you like this?
Sometimes, yeah. I never, and then I get additions to my jokes. I certainly never get any. Nobody's ever upset or mad. They'll add to the joke and tell me more things. Like some of the stuff I never heard this, but like somebody was telling me in their Catholic grade school that you had to cross your thumbs when you had your hands praying because the nuns told them the devil could get into your prayers. Wow, that's pretty heavy for an 8-year-old. You know, like, oh my God, the devil's going to get my brain at any minute. I don't cross my thumbs.
All I want to do is get the lunch. That's all I care about. Yeah.
Oh. What time is recess? And is the devil coming?
You shot this special for Netflix. By the way, before we get to that, how is it working with Netflix? Do they just say, okay, here's a bunch of money, go give us comedy?
Yeah, pretty much. And they don't even, like, you could turn in, well, I don't know. I mean, I'm not really dirty or, you know, I don't really cross any crazy lines, but they've never said a word to me about the content. They're just wonderful. But you don't really talk to people. They're the young people. There's emails and, you know, they text you, and they don't like to be on the phone. I know that. They do not pick up calls.
I have a 20...
But who cares if they get it done? I don't care if they communicate by pigeon.
Yeah, I have
a... I do not care.
I have a 22-year-old daughter, so I understand this completely. Dad, why aren't you on Snapchat? Because I'm talking to you on the phone! Exactly like that. So I was...
Snapchat me every 5 seconds.
So I was going to say, you shot this in Milwaukee, and you travel around the country. You do something like 300 stand-up dates around. I don't even know why you have an apartment in Los Angeles or a house in Los Angeles.
I don't either, especially when I know every other comedian I know is staying in it. I have to leave rules for the Wi-Fi. I mean, it's just a flop house. Who's kidding who?
Wait a second, Kathleen. After all these years, you're running the comedy condo?
Kind of. I'm in charge of the it's a little bit upgraded from a comedy condo, and I let them control their own heat and air, so it's a little nicer than a comedy condo, but yes, I am basically the club manager in charge of the condo.
Wow, and what's the condition of the place when you come back to it after being on the road and they've been there?
So far, I'd say 9 out of 9, excellent, and left more alcohol than they drank. I can think of a few slackers, but all in all, not bad.
Wow. The way you rated that, it sounded like you're running an Airbnb for comedians.
It should be, except in my neighborhood, they wouldn't let you do it, or I'd have done it and told all these comics to start paying up.
Okay, so you do these shows all around the country. What is the perception of people elsewhere about our town in the post-Ferguson era?
I think they think that, well, it's sort of the way people think of Detroit, which really isn't the case, which I'm in Detroit right now. They see that one thing on the news, and then they think, if we go to St. Louis, everything is burning down, mm-hmm. and there's just people running around. Now, thankfully, it's been out of the news for a little bit, so I think we return to normal and just people hating the Cardinals, uh-huh. the normal way.
Yeah.
Like, you hate our guts because of the Cardinals. But other than that, I think it kind of went to the wayside, which is good.
But do you get people who still don't understand the geography of the Midwest? I have people who will text me and say, I heard there was an earthquake in Oklahoma. Is that near you?
Oh, yeah. The middle is might as well. They shouldn't even have state borders for the people on the edges, for the people in the middle. Like, and then if you say Kansas City, Kansas, and Kansas City, Missouri, oh, forget it. That's like a 4-hour class. That is never going to be understood. So I just say, if you can't picture it, it's 4 hours south of Chicago, and then they can kind of get it.
Yeah, that's good. In this special, as with all the stand-up you've been doing for many, many years, you talk a lot about your family, and I'm curious about what that's done to the dynamic of the family. For instance, do your brothers and sisters call you and say, I got something more for your act about Mom?
No, they don't think about it as far as my act, but they will call. Like, I called my brother last month. My parents were down in Sarasota, which is near Tampa, so it's on the Gulf side, and Hurricane Matthew was hitting. And I just wanted to know if it was raining all the way on the Tampa side. And I said to my mom, and then I called my brother to repeat this. I said, Mom, are you guys getting a lot of rain? She goes, no, Kathleen, we're on the Pacific side.
Mm-hmm.
The
Pacific side of Florida.
And I can hear my dad in the background go, that's not Texas over there, Kathleen. That's Hawaii. We can drive to Hawaii from Tampa. Did you know that? So, like, I called my brother with that one just as a nice little break in his work day. And, yeah, they'll call me with stuff like that if it's going on. It's like all of us at a certain age where your parents are getting older, and then if you have enough siblings, you talk about them and decide if they're going crazy or not, or if they're still fine.
And do you ever have any of them say to you, okay, I'm going to tell you something. You can't talk about this on stage.
No, not so far, but they also know I wouldn't do that. I mean, I stay within normal boundaries. I'm like, I would never say something that would really embarrass them or really hurt their feelings. Or, I mean, I'll sell them down a river, but there is a dam at some point. I'll just go, no.
That's very well put. I like that. I asked you that question because I do still have people in my family and friends of mine who say, I'm going to tell you something. I don't want to hear this on the radio.
Yeah, well, I could see that, too. Plus, the radio, you have to fill up a lot more time every day, so you're more likely to say more things.
That's true. That's
like,
true.
You know, just in casual conversation versus mine is like, a specific joke about a thing.
Yeah.
It's not just casual conversation, yeah.
Yeah. Hey, when I talked to you last year, I think it was last year, maybe 2 years ago, you said that Lewis Black was trying to talk you into going on a cruise, and you weren't sure if you were going to go. Did you?
No, I'm trying to stay on land as long as possible, and I keep telling him, why do we want to be on a ship circling the island we want to be on? I don't get it. I get it if we're 90 and you can't, you know, do your own thing and rent your own car and you just would rather just be super easy, but we're not 90 and we can rent a car and go wherever we want. He just likes cruising. He's going to take the QE2.
Really?
I go, really? I'm going to get on a plane and I'll race you to Ireland. I'll be in Dublin and I've had 55,000 Guinnesses by the time your tugboat pulls up.
Is he out of his mind over Trump?
Yeah, he really is blowing a lot of gaskets. I mean, yeah, he was in Columbia last night, Missouri, and my brother and sister and a bunch of my friends went and saw him. Yeah, I mean, it literally, he called me the night it was happening, and he's like, are you watching this? I said, yeah, but, you know, the weekend before I had driven through Wisconsin, and half the time they saw were Trump, and half the time they saw were Hillary. So I think it was closer than, you know, people were thinking. Like, at least I judge by yard signs, and I tell you, Gary Johnson needed a lot more money because I've never seen such tiny signs. They were so tiny, and they were in the ground, and I'm like, oh, the Libertarians definitely need more signage money. This is sad.
You know,
this is just sad.
Predicting the outcome of an election based on yard signs can't be any less accurate than the pollsters were.
Correct. I would have said it's extremely close. I had not been to Florida recently, though, so I didn't know about Florida. But, you know, the middle, Wisconsin and Michigan, I'm in Michigan now, like, I've seen just the equal amount.
Mm-hmm.
And then in the South, probably more Trump.
Wow. I got to change the subject because I only got a few minutes left with you here. I saw you on Comedians in Cars Getting Coffee with Jerry Seinfeld. And you, is his name Chuck Martin, who's your opening act?
Yeah, that was him. That was Chuck.
Yeah, so it's the first time I've seen Jerry have a guest who brings along a guest.
Well, he knows Chuck. He's known him forever. Sometimes Chuck works with him. And I'm like, why can't Chuck come? And he's like, well, I didn't say he couldn't come. And Chuck's like, no, it's your episode. I go, do you think they really care how many minutes I get in? Just get in the car. It'll be more fun. That's how it is on the road anyway. There's normally, when you're doing the clubs forever, there's three comedians. I go, this is like a normal road day. Get in the car.
Get in the car. We're going to the comedy condo. Yeah. So tell me what the process of doing that show is like, because, you know, we end up seeing you doing, you know, 17 or 18 minutes, but I'm guessing it's a whole day.
Yeah, we were gone. I mean, it was really fun, though. Like, it didn't seem long. Well, we were gone for, like, 4 hours. There's a GoPro camera in the car, so there's no cameraman, so you feel relaxed. And then you go into a coffee shop on Santa Monica, a normal, regular coffee shop, and they have the cameras that are capable of what they're capable of. It's so little, it doesn't, you forget that guy's sitting over there, and it just seems like the three of us are sitting there goofing off, you know, talking about work and other stuff, and that's what Jerry wanted it to seem like, just a casual conversation. Because like I said, I don't know if this is this funny. He said, I don't care. That's not what it's supposed to be. It's just supposed to be what we do when we're off. I'm like, okay, my show would have been Comedians on Clydesdales Getting Bud Lights. But it's not my show.
And when you're sitting in that coffee shop, are there other people in there, and do they pay any attention to you at all?
Yeah, I mean, there was tons of people in there, and a couple people, it was a regular coffee shop that you could kind of walk up like two little steps, and then there were more tables up there.
Yeah.
And we were up there, but I mean, other people were up there. It was also LA, though, so the people act like they're not excited, but secretly they are. but nobody bothered, nobody did anything or freaked out, or when we went outside there was paparazzi people and stuff, and I was just like, oh my god. I mean, he is, you forget, because to me he's just Jerry, that he's a level of star, like global, like it's crazy. It's like being with Robin Williams, you know, when I would go around with Robin Williams, where it's just, you forget that people just freak out. So outside, but in the coffee shop, everybody was actually very normal.
All those people in the coffee shop were thinking, how can I get my script to Jerry?
No kidding. Maybe he'll make my sitcom. I just want to walk over and pitch him my idea. To me, his show, when he's like, would you put your purse in the car? This is a television show. I'm like, not really. It's on the internet. Yeah. Let's just be clear, Jerry. This is not a real television show. This is your idea of a camera, and we're going to put something on Crackle.
Yeah, but
that's not a television show.
But it got nominated for an Emmy.
I know, it's great.
Yeah.
It's really fun.
Well,
he originally, like Chuck was saying, HBO wanted to do something, and Chuck said, why would you, at your level, go deal with people that have all these rules again? just do what you want to do and put it. Now, if you just put stuff out there, it will get to people if they go and find it.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's almost like a great that we don't have to work with the networks anymore. You can just do your own projects and put them out there. People will like them or they won't.
Fewer gatekeepers make for more creativity. I've been saying it for a long time. Absolutely.
Yep.
Yeah, well, that's
same in radio. Same in radio.
Yeah,
that's right. Oh, yeah. The comedians in cars getting coffee with Jerry Seinfeld and Kathleen Madigan. Go find that and take a look at it. And if you have Netflix, and why wouldn't you? Check out Kathleen's new special. It's called Bothering Jesus, and check out her previous one also called Madigan Again. Put them both in your queue, and you'll have a great couple of hours of comedy there. Kathleen, it's always a pleasure. Thanks for joining me today.
Great talking to you. I'll be in town next week.
All right, Kathleen Madigan here with Paul Harris on the Big 550 KTRS.